boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Do you mind if I just take a nap during the show today?
I'm glad you said that, because I will too.
If you hear nothing playing, those girls are taking a nap.
A little snooze.
A little snooze on the job. I'm only asking because I didn't get hardly any sleep last night.
Should I ask why?
It's the dang cat. Neighbor man has a cat. Her name's Luna. And I love her to death. Don't get me wrong. She's like my little baby. But something's going up lately. She's got an attitude.
Cats do. That's for sure.
Oh my God. I'm calling her the devil child right now because She has been acting like a little devil. She, in the middle of the night, jumps up on my bedside table. And you know me, I have glasses, right? So I've got my glasses on the bedside table. Mm-hmm. I've got my phone. I've got my AirPods that are charging, Apple Watch, and then a bottle of water because I get thirsty in the middle of the night. And candy because I like candy before
a little snack.
Right? She jumps on the bedside table and she's like, oh, it's go time. How many can I pat off before they wake up?
Oh.
And so she's up there and she's just whacking things off of the bedside table. And fine, whatever. The glasses falling off isn't that loud. It was when my iPhone, who would have thought a cat could knock an iPhone off a bedside table, went tumbling down, was the loudest sound I've ever heard in my entire life.
What are we talking here? Do you have a rug down or is it like straight up hardwood?
It's straight up hardwood.
Oh, God.
I thought, I was like, is that fireworks?
Well, yeah, especially as you're dozing off and you're most vulnerable. I can imagine that is terrifying.
And you saw what I'm drinking today. It's like a Stanley cup kind of like
heavy duty.
She was about to knock that one over, but I could tell, I could hear like it was kind of like teetering to, like, you know, or whatever. And I like opened my eyes and it was about to fall and I grabbed it before it did, because that would have been louder than the iPhone and also would have made a mess.
No kidding. So this is what's keeping you up at night
the last two nights? I don't know what is going on, but she's being a devil.
I wonder what, maybe she just, I feel like cats are like that. They like notice something and then they fixate on it for 3-4 days. So maybe tonight you'll get lucky that she forgets about it.
That's what I'm saying. I hope so, because this has never happened before. We need to get over this real quick. We need to nip it in the butt.
Do you have anything that, like, smells good up there? It's probably your snacks.
This is my M&Ms. I've got M&Ms
up
there.
Oh, she's a genius then. What are you talking about? I'd get up there for some M&Ms too. Duh. So your cat has been keeping you up by flinging things off of your nightstand.
Oh my God, she's the devil.
You can only hope that it's a phase.
A phase. I like that. She's just going through
it's just a phase.
Her toddler years, yeah, or the teenage years, whatever year that my mom hated.
It's your angsty teen years. Let me just add something for you to avoid. No, do not make this mistake that I have made, because what keeps me up at night is one of my cats, Romeo. I have a fake plant in the corner of my room because I can't keep real ones alive.
Yeah.
So it's like a tree and it's in a little pot that has some rocks in it. And I wake up to gnawing on the plastic tree because my cat likes to chew on the leaves loudly, loudly.
Just
yeah, it's like that.
That would get annoying.
And it's on my side of the bed. So I keep a squirt bottle next to my bed. Yes, because I wake up at 4 a.m. and I hear him gnawing on a tree. I'm squirting you. I'm sorry.
Dude, that comes in handy from one and two ways. You spray the cat, you can spray your boyfriend if he starts snoring.
I should, because you know what? He never, ever wakes up when the cat's gnawing on the tree. But I'm always like exhausted in the morning, like, oh, I woke up at 3 because Romeo was gnawing on the tree. And he's like, really? I slept great.
Oh, so you're squirting him next.
I should spray him. Yes.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you ever have that moment of panic where you're like, oh my God, am I a walking red flag?
Every day.
I just feel like with how often people, especially on TikTok, are like, oh, these are my icks and these are my red flags.
Dude, some of those icks I am.
I'm like, do I fall under this? There's so many these days that I'm kind of like a little self-conscious that I am a walking red flag. But luckily, thanks to Google, who we all trust so very much these days, put out the top dating red flags that we've been searching for over the last year. So I have the top five, and I kind of want to see if you can guess any of the top Googled red flags from the past year.
Ooh, probably something about saying I love you too soon.
Exactly. That's number one, actually.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Do you? I feel like
no,
that,
I, no I you're like going to say I do that.
I think you probably do that. That
I wait until
flag.
The guy says it. But in my head, I say it pretty early. Like,
dear God.
Like, I say it in my head. Like, I'm like, oh, I think I love this person or I do love them or whatever. But I won't say it until they say it. But
got
I
it.
Definitely think I do it too early.
Okay, red flag in your own mind. Do you have any other guesses of top five
no,
red flags?
Double they have multiple people that they're dating. That's probably the only other thing.
No, oh. No, that's not. I mean, that is a red flag. But no, number five is
that they don't want to put labels on it. Sorry, that's the only other thing I could think of. No. That's a red flag for me.
I agree, but also didn't make the top five.
Hmm.
So double texting is number five most Googled.
I'm screwed.
Yeah, I will say you are
I'm
guilty
two
of that.
For two right now.
It's not great. Number four most Googled
it's
is
probably me. Go on.
Talking to an ex.
Oh, I'm not doing that right now.
Yeah, there you go. Then great. I agree that.
But
that,
like when I was in the dating phase, yeah.
I mean, kind of a red flag. Like I'm friends with my ex. Why? Why are you friends with your ex? That's weird to me. Number three most Googled red flag is love bombing. You know, somebody like praises you from the beginning and then later on they like kind of kick you to the curb a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offended by this one. Number two is watching true crime.
Oh my God, that is a red flag.
I don't think it is.
No, it is because I think you might actually be a killer.
You would have known that by now.
No, well, and I do think you are one.
Or I'm a really good one.
Well, it's one of the two. I swear you're watching it to figure out what to do one day.
I'll let you think that. Good luck sleeping tonight.
I'm nervous to be around you every day. Somebody send help. Just
kidding. I prefer it this way.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Everybody's really excited for party potatoes, those little mints.
Ooh, the mints.
I know, so good. I'm thinking also like the, you either have Slappy Joe's or you have some other type of
pulled
like,
pork.
That's what I was thinking of, pulled pork sandwiches.
I had pulled pork.
At your
says,
graduation?
Yeah.
At Sloppy Joe's.
Freedom like loose meat sandwiches. I don't know.
I graduated. Here's a loose meat sandwich.
Now get out of here.
But you're probably going to be attending a graduation party or you know someone who's graduating. We got two people here on our street team, Rebecca and Carlos, who are graduating. And also, something else graduated. And I say something else because it's not a human.
Is this a first?
At least for me, that I know of.
I only saw people at my graduations.
I did too. But at a graduation in Columbia, it was a little bit different.
Okay.
Because there was a class in Columbia, and they were delighted this year when a new member showed up. A cat.
A cat in the class?
A cat. Mono the cat, that is.
Mono the cat?
Yeah, I know. Weird name.
Okay, no, like you know what? I'm here for it.
Mono the cat, sad story. His family abandoned him on the street.
Oh, jeez.
What?
So the class took him in?
Well, it kind of the teacher did, but she didn't really, like, mean to. The thing is that, like, all the five-year-olds, it was a younger class, just fell in love with this cat. He almost kind of felt like another classmate to them, so they just, like, couldn't stop playing with him. And then the cat wouldn't stop showing up.
Oh, it kept coming back.
Just every single school morning, he would attend class every day. The teacher would arrive around 7 a.m. So would the class, or so would the cat. The cat would be waiting, actually.
Oh, my God.
So the cat would be waiting, would eat breakfast with the teacher and other teachers some mornings as well. So he had breakfast with the teachers. Then he would leave for a little bit. Then around 8 a.m. is when the students would arrive. Yeah. The cat would come back. And the cat would be there all day long. Learning. I don't know if you would say that because you know cats, they sleep a lot. So Mono the cat really spent most of his time inside their desks sleeping.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's adorable.
So just slept all day in their classes. I think learning wasn't that much, but because he spent almost the entire class year with the 5-year-olds and the students, they let him graduate.
Oh, no way.
Yes, they did. So he was recently able to graduate with the rest of the class. He even got to wear a little cap, and somebody brought him up to the podium, and he got to be on top of the podium. There is a video of this. It's gone viral. And what is funny is that the people in the comments are like saying that the cat spent the whole year sleeping and yet got a diploma.
See, my first thought was, I want to know how many kids that cat had better attendance than.
Probably a couple of them.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Yeah, your friends and your family may say, oh, stay away from that type of person, but I feel like we all go through that phase of like, I know it's not good for me,
but I'm going to do it anyway,
and I'm going to love it. This is an example of that type of story today, because there are many, many moments where she went wrong. So today's story, she says, I had just moved to the area after graduating college to stay with my aunt until I got on my feet. Almost immediately, I met a guy at my part-time bartending job, and he was super cool. He had great hair, and he was in a band. We were pretty flirty at work, and we started spending a lot of time together. I met his friends. I met his mom. I even met his little brother. And I was getting really comfortable with this guy, even though there were quite a few red flags popping up. He liked to party. His apartment was kind of a mess. And sometimes there were girl-like things laying around, like bobby pins.
Mm.
Oh, somebody must have left that here. He also had lip oil.
Mm.
Oh, but I just like the smell. Oh, and yeah, did I mention he's in a band? But I was having so much fun, and he was my closest connection since I was new around here. One day, I got a call from him telling me that he has lice. And that I probably also have lice. I knew that I had to tell my aunt and the rest of her family that they also probably have the lice. And I was really embarrassed to tell them that it was from the guy that I was seeing. I didn't want them to think anything bad of him. So I smeared mayo in my own hair to remove the lice. I cleaned my aunt's entire house. And then I called this guy back and said I was lice free, and that if you wanted some help cleaning up his place, I'd be happy to come hang out this weekend. He answered the call, and he said, I don't want you to come over. And actually, I think we should stop seeing each other. And then I never heard from him again. So now I can't help but wonder, like, did I even have the lice? Or was this his way of ghosting me?
No.
And blaming it.
No. She did all of that for nothing.
On the lice.
The only thing I was thinking of, there is a benefit to that. I mean, if only she was still in school, because then they could have done the, like, the little picks in her hair. God, that was the best thing ever. When they were checking.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. How is that the bright side of all of this?
I'm just like, God, I would kill for that right now. For maybe somebody to take those little picks and go through my hair.
Oh, I
right
know.
Now.
Maybe you should get his number.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's the type of day that inspires you to want to make new friends.
Thank God you're not talking about a crow again. That's all I cared about.
Okay. Rude. Get you a friend that'll listen to you talk about crows. No. It's sunny. It looks like summertime, which obviously we all know that means you got to hit up the boat/pool friend, even though it's been a couple months, maybe.
I haven't talked to you all winter, but hey.
Don't be surprised when I come out of nowhere.
Just wondering how you doing.
But I need to add to my list, which this is a lot of friends that I need to make, which is...
A boat friend, pool friend. I have neither one of those, so I'm working on it.
I need a grill friend.
Because you don't got a grill?
I don't have a grill. And, like, I look outside and I feel like I can smell a grilled hot dog and I'm drooling. And I'm like, well, how am I going to do that? I can't do that in the microwave.
No. Are you picky about your type of grill? I got a propane grill. I'm not proud of it. I wish it was charcoal.
Does it grill things?
Yes, it does.
That's all I care about.
Oh, we can stay being friends.
Okay, good.
I got to work on buying a boat and a pool next.
I'm glad you're stepping up to the plate. Somebody's got to.
I was like, can you ask the bosses for a raise so I can afford both?
Maybe if I am like more sad, like, oh, I just have no friends.
Nobody that has a boat or a pool.
No friends with a boat. No friends with a pool.
Can you give Destiny a raise if she can get one?
I mean, if I could have it all in one friend, that'd be ideal. That's less people I have to speak
to. Okay, well, then I got to win the lotto.
I'm manifesting for you.
Thank you.
I need some help. I woke up with that questionable feeling of like, am I feeling under the weather? Is this going to turn into something? And my brain immediately is like, okay, what do I need to go get? What are the essentials to make me feel better? So that's why we're asking, what remedy do you swear by when you're sick? Now, I feel the tickle in my throat, okay? I'm feeling fine now, but I felt it this morning. But I don't have a remedy that I swear by when it comes to sore throat. The remedy that I swear by comes from my dad, and that's when I have a tummy ache.
Can this go with cramps too?
100%. It so can. It's like nausea. It's like anything like that. He would always tell us growing up that if you tuck your blankie into the waistband of your pants or your shorts or whatever you have on, it's immediate relief. I don't know what the science is behind this or if it just takes the pressure off your belly, but I swear by it. And even at 27 years old, I still do it to this day.
And it works?
I think it does. It makes me feel better.
So do you just like walk around? Like, I just imagine you're like walking around your house with a pair of jeans on and a blanket dangling from your pants. Is that what you're doing?
No, this is when you're like sick in bed. You're home school. You're home from work. You have your saltine crackers. You have your Sprite and you got your blankie tucked in your pants.
Well, I'm just telling you, if I have cramps one day and you see me walking around with a blankie tucked into my pants, you just mind your business because I kind of want to try this.
No, I'm going to encourage it. You probably learned it from somewhere in your family, your mom, your grandma. They had that thing anytime you were sick. They had this on hand. And for some reason, that remedy, you still swear by.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know what that is for you.
And it's funny you say that because like my mom taught me something and then my dad taught me something as well. My dad's is a little bit minor. You don't need to go and get anything. It's just something you need to keep in mind and just make sure you're not doing. My dad always said to kind of stay away from like dairy. Like don't be drinking milk if you've got a sore throat or like have cottage cheese or something.
Ew.
I love cottage.
Don't worry about that.
She hates it. But he's like always kind of said stay away from dairy as much as you can. Like limit it as much as you can if you've got like a sore throat or whatever.
Yeah, the one place that is a bummer for me is it's always a great excuse to go get a milkshake.
Like, well, I guess you can't get one now.
Sorry, Destiny's dad. Mr. Destiny, I need a milkshake tonight.
Destiny. That is so what we're calling him from here on out.
And thanks for the advice.
I'm Mr. Destiny. Anyways, my mom, though, she, and I swear by this, I have taught people this. I actually just taught this like guy that I was like seeing, I met him on like Hinge or whatever. And like, he got sick when we were like dating.
Yeah.
And I taught him this like remedy trick and he swore by it. So now I think he probably still does it. You're welcome, Hinge guy. But he was really sick and also had a really bad sore throat like you did too. And I had this hack that my mom always taught us, which is just take chocolate and suck on it.
again, this is a great excuse for me to get some sweet tonight.
So what I did is when I got that guy from Hinge who had a really bad cold when I was like seeing him, I got him Hershey's Kisses.
Ooh.
And those are probably my favorite thing to have when I have a sore throat is you just let them sit in the back of your throat and uh-huh. you just suck on them. And it just kind of like soothes the achingness.
Okay.
And you just like don't feel it anymore. It really just soothes it all.
What if I put a little like caramel drizzle, a little peanut butter?
Okay, well, now I think you're trying to do a milkshake here, and that's not what we're doing in our mouth.
I just want a milkshake so bad.
So you're asking for like a remedy that people swear by when they're sick.
Yeah, because I feel like you probably learned it growing up or from somebody close to you. Like, if I'm sick, I got to have this in the house.
It's funny you say this because this is a remedy I've always wanted to try. I see it all over TikTok. I've seen videos of it. I've seen photos. It grosses me out, but people swear by it. I have yet to try it. 6764 texted in and they said onions and potato slices in the bottom of your sock overnight and your feet pulls all the toxins out of your body and pulls the sickness. I swear by this. I've never seen the onions, but I have seen the potato slices. But I know that when you wake up the next morning, they are like just brown and black and like mushy and like, it looks disgusting.
It does.
But people swear by this and I've always wanted to try it.
I've never heard of the onion part. I don't need an onion in my bed.
No.
You know what I mean?
I already got a gassy boyfriend next to me.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't need
that. I do not.
Don't need to add onions.
I don't want a picture
also,
that.
You got pets. That's the only thing. It's like, I see the dog.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
Going at it on my feet because they smell onions and potatoes, you know? Potato weird.
I got like a stew boiling into my sock.
It's disgusting. But maybe it works.
Not sure I'm going to try that one.
Who wants dinner?
Ew.
It's got to be something that our pets are not going to eat while we're sleeping at night.
Yeah, no veggies in the bedroom, please.
I would just remember this date in your head, May 14th, because this podcast tonight that drops will come in handy one day when you're sick and you're like, oh my God, what was all those remedies those girls were talking about?
Yes, you're so right about that.
You can always listen back on the podcast. We've been talking about a lot of remedies that you swear by that your parents have told you. Maybe you've just learned that you use when you're sick. 7450 texted in. They said, whenever we would get sick with a sore throat, we would make Jell-O. We would either drink the warm Jell-O or we would wait till it was ready and then eat it. And I still do this with all my kids. I don't know about warm Jell-O.
Warm Jell-O, that freaks me out. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of like don't like Jell-O.
Who hurt you?
It's a texture thing.
Okay, I get it.
So I don't know, but I guess if I'm like really desperate, that could be something. I could understand why that would feel nice.
Mm-hmm.
Some cold Jell-O on the throat. Not the hot Jell-O. That's weird. I don't know about all that. Malcolm, what remedy do you swear by?
My mom gets like this bottle of vitamin C from Costco. I swear it's the size of my head. And she has us take like a crazy. I've had to look up whether you can overdose on vitamin C before.
Oh, geez.
Because she makes you take a crazy amount.
Yeah. And apparently you can. It works, though. Gotta say.
I feel like any time that I get sick or I'm feeling sick, that's when I realize what I have in my medicine cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, where are all my vitamins?
I'm just saying this is your excuse to finally get a Costco membership.
You're so right. If this isn't motivation, I don't know what is. Tammy, what remedy do you swear by?
For a sore throat, my mother-in-law recommended potato chips.
Seriously?
Seriously. And it does work. It's not a cure, but I think it's a caustic, or whatever you call it, of the salt, and it kind of drags through your throat, and I think it pulls some of the irritation away.
No way. I'm going to try that. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked for me, but it's not a cure.
Do you have a chip recommendation?
Lay's.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win.
Nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I feel like for me to fully feel the experience of this week's trivia question, which has to do with graduation, I should be wearing a cap and gown right now. And oddly enough, we do have one here at the radio station.
I'd like to talk to whoever designed those caps because I just don't understand.
They never look good on you. You cannot get your hair to look pretty in it.
It's hilarious to me on TikTok. Those are like tutorials now, like how to look cute in your graduation cap. And people are like bobby pinning and like doing surgery on these caps. I'm like, glad it ain't me.
Well, we got two street teamers here at Z102.9 that are graduating. That is Carlos and Rebecca. You'll probably see them out throughout the summer. Wish them good luck.
Congrats, you guys.
Whatever you say to people who graduated.
Welcome to adulthood.
Hope you like bills.
But oh, man.
Remind me not to talk to them.
Yeah.
But my present to them, because I didn't want to spend money, is graduation trivia questions. The U.S. Naval Academy started the tradition of tossing the cap. I didn't know that.
Who knew?
But what year did they first do it?
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Go ahead. Invite me to a graduation party.
Oh, please. I love the potatoes.
I didn't say I was going to bring you with me.
Oh, I just thought that was kind of like...
Oh, like we're a package deal. I mean, I guess we kind of are. I was just going to say, go ahead and invite me, but don't expect any money.
I'll eat your party potatoes.
I'll eat your party potatoes, and I'll bring trivia.
Fair trade.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It's called on a budget.
That's that college budget. 5 years later.
We're both still paying off our student loans.
Woo.
Yeah. Get it.
Congratulations, you guys.
Get an edumacation.
This is what you have to look forward to.
We are really inspiring the young people, the young generation.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, right?
To inspire the young generation.
I don't know.
That's our show.
Nobody's
motto.
Ever told me why I'm here.
Those girls in the afternoon. Inspiring the young generation.
It's actually concerning.
Oh, God. Anyways, tonight's trivia question. The U.S. Naval Academy started the tradition of tossing the cap. What year did they first do it, though?
Deb said 1940.
That feels like forever ago.
Well, it is, kind of. I'm not going to lie. Right? I don't know.
No, you're not wrong. Casey said even further, 1920.
It's 100 years ago.
I'm like, when did we start wearing cap and gowns?
That's what I'm trying to think. I know I've seen my parents' high school photos. I don't know that I've ever seen my grandparents.
That's what I was thinking. I don't think I've seen a photo, so I don't know if they wore a cap and gown.
Oh, I should have asked this weekend. Darn it. If I would have known this was coming. 0384 said 1973.
Seems soon. I kind of like that one.
Yeah. I don't know. My concept of time. I'm like, 2016 was yesterday, you guys. It feels like yesterday. It's not. Spoiler alert.
The U.S. Naval Academy started the tradition of tossing the cap. What year did they first do it? What do you think if we really talked to the bosses about changing like the tagline of the show to those girls in the afternoon, inspiring the young generation?
I think they would have a serious talk with us.
Uh-huh. So are you really that inspiring?
Inspiring who? In what way?
Yeah,
I'm going to guess that's a no.
Okay, never mind. Tonight's trivia question, in honor of those who are graduating, we've got two people here at Z102.9 who are part of our street team, Carlos and Rebecca. Congratulations. That was cool. I didn't even mean that was a mistake. That was cool, though.
Did you graduate?
Hardly.
It shows.
I think some of those signatures on my diplomas are forged
by you.
I went to www.google.com and printed them off. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Anyways, tonight's trivia question. The U.S. Naval Academy started a tradition of, like, tossing the cap. What year did they first do it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
way, 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 way back in the day, 1912 is when they started the tradition of tossing the cap. Now, they have a really cool reason of actually doing it. They were just doing it just to do it for fun. Basically, the graduates no longer needed their old hats because they had like a different type of hat.
Mm.
Because they now had a new hat, like a new officer hat.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they were
yeah.
tossing the old one in the air. And I guess like other schools must have like learned about it. And they're like, this is really cool.
Wow.
And that's how the tradition happened.
To like level up to a
exactly,
new hat.
Exactly. Then we just kind of stole it from there.
I feel like we should have stole more of it. Why don't we get another cool hat to put on?
You know,
after?
That'd be cool. Like, I think there should be a high school cap, and then the college should be different.
It one, is weird. They're
one
the same.
That makes your hair look better.
I agree.
And if how much we're spending in school and college,
I shouldn't look like a peanut head.
She said it.
I'm not wrong.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, I feel like we're hearing a lot of dating apps making updates and changes to get people to stay on. Because I know even when you were on them, you were like, God, I am sick of these. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting. So Hinge has made a little update, and they are making some changes. No more ghosting!
Yeah!
Well, that's the goal, at least, because you can only do so much. Ghosting, you know,
it's funny you say that, because I feel like the most ghosting I ever got was from Hinge.
Really?
Then, like, Tinder and Bumble. That was the most I ever got.
Interesting. Well, they are taking that feedback, I guess, probably not from you, but from other people.
I didn't know. I did write some very strongly worded emails multiple times.
Well, it's working.
From different names. A lot of them were for Karen. Of course. You know.
Fitting. They have this new update that they're saying bans ghosting, but like I said, it's kind of give or take. You can't make people not ghost, but they want to help people have a little bit more success and not be so tired of getting ghosted on dating apps. So the new update is called Your Turn Limits, which helps daters limit unanswered messages. Mm. So they don't want anybody logging on and seeing an inbox full of 25 mm-hmm. new messages from people. So singles with 8 or more matches waiting for a response to reply or to end a conversation before they can start a new one. So you're capped out at 8 at a time.
Yeah.
And this is to like really encourage quality conversations over quantity. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. going to get people to get off the app and get out on dates, mm-hmm. which I think is a good idea. Do you think though that 8 is a good number to cap people off at? I feel like I have no concept of how many conversations people are having on there.
15.
15?
Because, and I know that sounds like a lot, but there are people that are very consistent that are messaging you throughout the day,
yeah,
almost every minute. Then you've got people who are kind of like that, but are like every 2 hours or every 3. Then you've got people who are really only the start of the day and the end of the day. Then you have people who are like once a day.
Right.
So I really feel like 15 is a good amount.
Okay.
Just because then you can kind of get all of those people and everyone gets a fair chance. And I'm not saying that the people who only messaged you at the start or the end of the day shouldn't have a chance. They might just have a sucky work day. You know
That's
what I mean?
True.
That they can only message you at those times.
That's true.
So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give you 15.
Okay. Now, if you were back on the dating apps, do you think like having the, I don't want to call it like pressure because it's a good thing. It's like encouraging, you know, better use of your time. But would you just like jump in there with the more serious questions? Because at that point, if you're one of my mm-hmm. 8 matches, I'm not wasting my time. If you're, I don't know, really into something that I'm not.
Well, I always like to hit them with something that like always like benefit, like I got like a little nugget from their profile that I could like start a conversation. It never was like, hi, how are you? Or what's up? And it was always something that like would spark a conversation of some sort. Like if they loved superheroes, I would be like, dude, I love Iron Man's my favorite because blah, blah, blah. Or something like, oh, what do you think about blah, blah, blah? You know? So I always like to start a conversation that way. So I feel like, I don't know. I think it would help people get into it a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, though, there are some people who hit me with a question and it might take me like a couple of days to figure out the heck I'm going to respond to it.
I've seen the amount of notification news that you have.
I have 138 on text messages right now.
You'd be kicked off Hinge real quick.
I know.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It's happened. Oh my God, it's happened. I've joined the dark side.
This is a lot of drama, even for you.
That some people say I'm a drama queen. I know. I hear it quite often.
yeah, from me solely.
I feel like I've joined the dark side. And what I mean by the dark side, I mean I joined the man's side, the side of the boys.
The boys club?
The manly boys. You know what I mean.
It doesn't sound like they've accepted you.
Not yet, but they will. When I tell you that what happened, when I realized that I have officially become a man. Let's get serious.
Okay.
You know how, like, girls always complain that they can never send their man to the grocery store? Look at you.
I can't help but have a physical reaction.
I know that. Because I think you can't even send your boyfriend to the grocery store, right?
I can, but with that comes photos and phone calls and showing up at home like, oh, I couldn't find it. And I'm like, I know you didn't even look in the right place. So, yes, I prefer not to send him alone.
See, and this is why I think I may have joined what I'd like to think the dark side.
I can't with this. You're the guy. You can't go to the grocery store.
I'm the guy in the relationship. Because it's funny, I'm even bringing this up because I told you yesterday that I was like, I wonder if Neighbor Man can survive in the grocery store alone. I've never actually tested it. He went by himself yesterday to get all things burger related. We were going to have burgers.
Yeah.
He got all the necessities for that and even side dishes and all that stuff. Mm. No phone call, no text message. He even found a friend, was talking, and they were like buddying it up there. He did just fine.
And he didn't miss any ingredient.
No! He got probably more than we wanted, but he did great, right? Then I was like, wait a minute. Am I the boy in the relationship? Have I went to the dark side and I didn't even know it? I'm the one who can't go to the grocery store. Because I just remembered that there are times that I went to the grocery store to get us things and I have to send him photos. Hey, is this what you meant when you said popcorn kernels?
Oh,
hey,
no.
Hey, is this the type of seasoning you wanted? You said dill, but do you want like dry dill or like the fresh dill? What kind of dill you want? Or dill pickles? I don't know. I think I'm a guy. I didn't know it.
Well, it maybe in a little bit different way, because I think guys just have a hard time. They feel a little bit lost at the grocery store. I think you just overthink.
That's true.
Every step of the way.
So are you telling me that this whole time I'm actually not part of the guys and I'm not on the dark side?
I don't think they're going to accept you. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't think they will.
Are you doing a little bit better over there?
I mean, I finally sat down. I haven't been sitting down for quite some time.
You were standing up, and you never stand up.
And ever during our show. We're always sitting, and I finally feel like I'm calming down just a little bit.
Good Lord. Well, you're having, like, kind of a come to Jesus moment where you're like, I am the guy of my relationship because, like, out of the two of you, you're the one that struggles with grocery shopping.
I can't go to the grocery store. You always hear girls complain about how they can't send their man to the grocery store. I think he's probably complaining behind my back.
I bet he is.
That he can't send me.
If you're sending photos and like that's...
I've called him before. Hey.
Yeah, you're the problem. I hate to say it. You are the problem. But I don't think it's fair necessarily to act like all innocent, like, oh, I know exactly what I'm looking for anywhere I shop. That's totally not true. I don't struggle with the grocery store, but what I do struggle is tool shopping of any sort. If you send me to any home improvement store and you're like, oh, just get like this type of, I can't even think of a tool right now, screwdriver. I'm going to be like, what?
It's funny you mentioned that because we put up our curtains this weekend and he was like, hand me the screwdriver. Mm-hmm. And I handed him one and he goes, not that one. It needs to be the other one. I'm like, aren't they the same?
Oh, and they say words.
Don't they screw things into the wall? I don't understand.
Like a flat top or a star.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, you might as well just get down off the ladder and come show me yourself.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
That is Bad News Bears. I'm going to call. I'm going to text. I'm going to do all the things if you send me there. And then any sort of car situation, I'm going to be calling. I'm going to be texting. And in fact, you might as well just come with me.
Dude, the day I have to go buy a new car, I won't go alone. Because I don't know nothing.
Same.
They're going to say, do you want a four-cylinder type? What's a cylinder?
I don't know what a cylinder is. I had to go buy a battery for my old car one time. The amount of times I called my dad, I would call him and be like, is this the right thing? And he'd be like, yeah, bud, looks good. And then I'd hang up and then I'd be like, oh my God, I just read something else that I need to call my dad about. Mm-hmm. I think I called him like 15 times when I was shopping.
He should have just came with you.
That's what I'm saying. It would have just been easier. Well, it could. I mean, it might not be a surprise that I need to run to Target after I get home tonight. For good reason, though. For once in my life. Maybe. I woke up this morning and I had that weird, like, feeling in the back of my throat.
This is an excuse to go to Target. You're like, oh, I think I'm getting sick. Target.
Yeah, 100% it is. Now you shush. Don't put me on blast. I woke up. I felt a little weird. I'm like, God, I could be getting sick. I don't know. So earlier today, we talked about those remedies that you absolutely swear by when you're sick. Because I'm like, I need some advice. What should I have around in case things turn south? Melanie, what's that for you?
This is actually from my grandma. She gave it to us when we were younger, which was quite a long time ago, but call it a hot toddy. It's basically hot apple cider tea, and then you put about a half a shot of whiskey in it.
Does it burn?
No, it's because the tea kind of drowns it out a little bit, but it's like soothing because it's a hot tea, but then the whiskey kind of gets rid of the cold.
I could be enjoying a cocktail tonight, I guess.
Oh my. An excuse to drink.
I don't know, though. Like, hot tea normally is not my vibe, so I can't say that I'd, like, super enjoy that. Diane, what do you swear by?
Okay, my sister, my older sister, the fun one, taught me this. A shot of Jack for a sore throat. Holy buckets, it works.
Oh, dear Lord. Taylor's going to have fun with this one.
Baby.
Well, if you missed it, tonight's trivia question was, the U.S. Naval Academy started the tradition of, like, tossing the cap. What year did they first do it? And I told you it was 1912, which seems like forever ago. And now it's got me thinking about our high school and college graduation, which I know was a couple years ago for both of them. But did you, for your cap, did you do anything on top of them? Because I know some schools have rules that you can't do any type of designing on them, or you can't, like, mess with them in any sort of way. I don't know about, I think, like, there's a couple around here that you can't do that. Vinton-Shelsburg we could, and Kirkwood Community College we could, but I don't know about yours.
Yeah, at Iowa you could. I didn't, though, which looking back is kind of shocking because I love crafts and, like,
I know,
rhinestoning stuff, so I'm surprised that I didn't, and I don't really know why I didn't. I probably was just lazy. I don't know. And then in high school, we were not allowed.
Why?
We could not touch the caps. So,
did they ever tell you why?
Yes, because the principal at the time, which is long gone, I do believe, we had, like, royal blue cap and gowns, and she told us that you wouldn't be able to walk if you mess with your cap and gown, most of your cap. And she had this vision in her mind of a picture from the backside of the gym of a beautiful sea of royal blue Raider caps. And that's why she didn't want to mess with. We got no explanation beyond that. She just wanted a really, like, clean, sleek photo.
Get it 1 year and that's all you need.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know if we were that year, but we also weren't allowed to throw them.
You're joking.
No.
You did not get the full experience.
I don't think we got to throw them. At Iowa, I did. But in high school, no. I couldn't touch my cap and
what?
I couldn't toss it. So yeah, kind of sad.
Oh my God. Okay, well, in high school, Vinton-Shelsburg, we could design on them. And I remember I did, like, a full pink bedazzle. Mm-hmm. And then I think I wrote cheerleading or cheer on it because I was a cheerleader back then.
Yep.
And it was full glitz and glam, right? And we did toss it.
Okay.
I do remember that. And then at Kirkwood Community College, we could also bedazzle or do whatever we want on it. I don't remember if we tossed it. I can't remember for the life of me. But I do remember that I put my favorite quote from Legally Blonde, which is,
what, like, it's hard?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah, I did that. And I still have both of them to this day.
What are you doing with them?
Well, they're both in a box. And I just got rid of the gown for Kirkwood because I was like, what am I going to do with the gown? Wear it to bed? But I have both of the caps. But I was holding on to this gown this whole time. And I just convinced myself to finally get rid of it. And it's been 10 years.
I think my cap is tucked away in a box somewhere because if I look at it, I cry thinking about all my student loan debt.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.